Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons like Allison Argyle, who support the show on the monthly. Join the club and get patron-only bonus story stickers and more. Sign up today, patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
This episode of That Story Show is brought to you by you. Go to patreon.com/thatstoryshow and support the show for as little as $1 a month. Also brought to you by drawyouapicture.com, where you can get your host James to draw you a picture for pretty darn cheap. Check it out, see what he's done for others, and see what he can do for you at drawyouapicture.com. This is Jake from Texas, and you're listening to That Story Show.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
What, Jake?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I left her some guan.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we bring your real life stories into the spotlight. This is episode 396, brought to you the week of December 1st, 2021. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, I'm John, and I'm a bad guy.
What is her name? I don't know her name.
Billy Eilish. Billy Eilish.
There you go.
I'm a bad guy. It's a weird song.
Yeah.
I think my son got in trouble for listening to it once or something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you a bad guy, John? You don't strike me as a bad guy. You're more of the angel kind. So
I'm a bad angel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The horns hold the halo up.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. My halo outshines my horns.
Well, something. How was your Thanksgiving, John?
We did have one of those. It was good. I unplugged. I disconnected. I went to the mountains of West Virginia, and I did nothing. I watched a lot of Hallmark.
Yeah, they don't have internet there, do they?
No. They do.
No.
They do.
No, they don't.
Oh, no. They don't. No, yeah.
They completely don't. We went to North Carolina and spent time with my sister Amy and her family, and we had a lot of fun. And we missed everybody. Sorry we didn't get to record. You know, it's the holidays and all, but we're here now, and we're glad to be here. And we always start off with a story. We hope your holiday was great. But this one's called Sassy Sam. It's from Julie Bramstead. Did I say that right? Bramstead? Yeah.
Bramstead.
I think so. My younger son, Sam, had a bit of a stubborn streak during his younger years. I think they all do. But you might remember the story I sent in about him mooning the preschool Sunday school class. I don't know. I don't know about that one. This story happened when he was almost three and we were out to dinner. And he was doing something he wasn't supposed to. In an attempt to get him to stop, my husband said his name, Sam. And then he goes, S-A-M. And then he said, Sam. And Sam continues to ignore him. In frustration, my son says, Sam, can you not hear me? Or do you just not care? And Sam turns to him slowly with a totally deadpan face. And his little voice said, I no care. It was one of those moments when the parent side of you says, I need to be stern and I need to show that this behavior is not appropriate, but the other side of me is dying laughing. And my husband admitted that he had set himself up for that. We still remind Sam of this, despite him being 10 years old now, and we still chuckle about it. Julie Bramstead. Well, I hope he grew out of that. I don't know.
Hopefully, yeah. Wait till he's a teenager.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't give a crap about anybody. No, my daughter, man, when she was about three, she used to be good for about a half hour at a restaurant. And then she would lose her freaking mind. And the first time it happened, there was none of this, Jana, you know, stuff. I'm not criticizing what, you know, Julie's husband did. I'm just saying I did it a slightly different way. I invited her to go for a walk. I said, you want to go for a walk? She's like, yeah. So we went out for a walk, and I got to around the corner where nobody could see. And I said, Jenna, you are acting so bad in there. I'm going to whoop you. And you're going to straighten up and you're going to be good, or we're going to go for another walk. And, you know, all I did was three little pats on the butt. She had, you know, I'm sure she had diapers or something, training pants or something on at that time. So it never really ever hurt her. It was just a correction. And so we go back in there and sit down, and man, she's great. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. There was no, I no care. There was, I care very much. And I want to, I want to please my father. And I'm not going to say she was perfect from then on out, because we went out to dinner several more times after that. And she would lose her mind after about 30 minutes. And I would say, Jenna, you want to go for a walk? And instead of, yeah, it was, no.
No, I'll straighten up right now, because I know what going for walks means.
She did, too. So there we go.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway,
parenting tips by James Kennison.
I've said before, it's possible to raise a kid without whooping him. It, you can do the timeout thing. It just saves a lot of time. You know, it's a lot quicker. So anyway, let's rewind the week. Now, I think I've mentioned on the show, but not too much, because I'm not a wuss, but I broke my toe, my baby toe, my pinky toe, my little tiny eensy toe.
Your little baby toe.
My little baby toe.
I'm so cute.
He's done with just a little tiny fingernail on it. I broke it, bashing it into the doorway of the bathroom a couple months ago. And it's finally completely healed up. And all I did, you know, you don't go to the doctor for these things. You just tape them, you know.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Yeah, you tape the tiny toe to the bigger toe, the index finger toe, the finger, the toe you would wear a ring on if feet got married. And
right,
yeah. So I tightened it up pretty tight.
Toe ring finger.
Yeah, I was very good at it, and now that it's all fine, I let it go. But there's a small problem. In that when I stand on my feet squarely, my tiny toe has healed in such a way that it doesn't touch the floor anymore.
Oh, ay, ay, ay.
Like by default, unless I can press it down.
Ouch.
but it just kind of hovers above you the air. You
broke that thing wild.
So it still fits and it still tucks in nice. You know, to my shoe and to my other toes and everything. So it's not like bent out of whack. It's just the Y axis is a little off. The X axis is fine. The Y axis is a little off. And you know, have you ever seen English people drinking tea and they hold their teacup and they have their little pinky fingers sticking out? That's what I feel say. Like when I'm standing around is I have a prissy pinky toe.
You need to start teaching yourself how to hold a teacup with your toes.
I would be very cultured looking.
I say, old boy, give me two lumps of sugar this week.
I would be the only person that would not offend people drinking with my foot. So, because my pinky toe would be out all proper. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with the congregation today. So. Is I have a prissy pinky toe.
You have a prissy pinky toe?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
That's good.
It just one more thing that makes me less masculine than I really ever always wanted to be. So,
yeah. Now, which toe did you say it was? Your left or your right?
My right. It's my right pinky toe.
Oh, you're right. So you really stepped into whatever it is you broke it on, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I've broken both baby toes now.
So, oh.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It is. It hurts. It hurts for a good long time, too. So,
okay.
So what's going on in your world?
Man, I've got all sorts of stuff going on. I'm trying to think of what I want to share, because I got to do so many things last week and even this week. Like real quick, I'll just say I got to have lunch with one of our listeners.
Oh, wow.
Very true. I bought Wesley Gill Stalkers. Lunch this week. We had lunch, I think it was yesterday or Tuesday.
That's neat. How'd it go?
Well, it was great. Wesley lives in town here. In fact, he sent in the story about
the bank.
About the bank. Yeah. And so we got caught up on that. And got telling stories and stuff like what you do while you're eating barbecue. And found out that we know some mutual people around here in town.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool. So our world just gets smaller and smaller. But as we were headed out for the day, I said, hey, man, just thanks for coming out and thanks for meeting with me and stuff like
and
that.
He's like, thanks for the lock of your hair. And for telling me where you live. No.
No. But he said, hey, thanks for lunch. Why'd you buy my lunch? And I'm like, well, we have patrons and they're so good to us and I just wanna, give back. And he's like, well, hey, I'm an auger man. And I'm like, that's awesome. And he said, so basically I just bought my own lunch, didn't I? Well, yeah, kind of put it like that, I guess so.
Hey, who says being a patron doesn't pay off,
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he's been an auger man
for
quite
a while.
Let me buy lunch.
So, really, well, that's awesome. So, hey, if it can be a thing, if you happen to be in the Atlanta area and you want me to buy you lunch and you're also already a patron,
yeah,
I'll take you to lunch. So, but no, it was real cool. It was fun.
That's cool. Yeah, I've met with several folks over the years, and we always end up sitting down for like 3 hours and just chatting. It was a long, long time.
So yeah. It's that time that we met up with that crew, a few guys after going to Dragon Con. That was awesome.
Yeah, and that was a long visit too. So
Gonzalez was one of them. I can't remember. And TJ and I can't remember all three of them, but that was
remember.
Fun.
But we did have fun. We did have fun. We got some listener email here. I just wanted to tell you that I was listening to your podcast today as I was doing my paper round.
Ooh, what's that?
They don't say route in New Zealand where Abby's from. They say round. My paper round. It was raining, and I usually hate doing it when it's raining, but listening to your podcast made it very enjoyable. So thank you for your awesome podcast. It's my absolute favorite.
Yes.
Because she spells it differently.
Yeah. That's the English spelling, I think, with the O-U-R.
Yeah.
Favor.
Boy, my spell check doesn't like it, though. I'll tell you that right now. My American spell check. This is from Jessica Lulz. She says, my name is Jessica and I'm 12 and homeschooled. Please play the music. Okay.
So where does your son go to school?
He's homeschooled.
I just wanted to email in with a quick request. Please play the whole homeschool song. I heard there's more of it. It's like, oh, well, that's pretty cool. I'll admit. Thank you so much. Hope this makes it on the show. Please, please. Jessica Lulz. Okay.
Jessa,
my bad. I went into the archives and I found the extended version. It's not really all that much to it, really. But here it is.
So where does your son go to school?
Oh, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
So all I did was make it a little shorter,
That's pretty cool, I'll admit. That's hilarious that Jessa picked up on that.
Yeah.
I mean, she put it in there already.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool, I'll admit. I don't even remember that. That's so awesome.
Yeah, we used it a couple of times, and then I was like, you know what? All these new bumpers that I made are very long, and so I shortened like all of them. So there we go. Sometimes I just sped them up, and sometimes I clipped things from them. I just want to take a second to thank our patrons and remind you that we have a contest going that I think I'm going to win. We're saying that if we can get 100 patrons by the end of this month, that I will shave my head. And I just want to say that Kara Howlett became a patron. Ben Jessica became a $5 patron. And we just added a $1 and a $3 tier. And so John Yan became a $1 patron and TC became a $1 patron. And that means we have a total of 75 supporters, only 25 more to go by the end of December. But I don't think we're going to make it. And my wife is really, really excited about this because she has heard a rumor that if you cut your hair, it might not grow back.
Oh,
and so
maybe that's what happened to me.
She's really concerned about this. And I keep assuring her that it's not messing with the follicles of the hair. It's just the exterior, and it'll grow back really fast and it'll be fine. But she's,
yeah, you're not shaving it down or
anything. She's in a conundrum because she's like, I know you promised your people, but I said, don't worry about there. they're not going to make it. There's no
way. They got Christmas presents to buy.
There's nobody going to jump in and salvage it at the last minute. That's never going to happen. Yeah. So anyway, I have a couple of announcements as well. I have a new YouTube channel, and it's doing really well so far. Woo-hoo! You can find it easily if you just type in nlcast.com/YouTube, or you can search James Kennison, and you'll see that Story Show YouTube channel, but just keep scrolling down, and you'll see the James Kennison podcast as well. But I've been putting out episodes pretty regularly. I'm doing playthroughs of funny but scary, you know, short video games. And then I'm doing drawings where I draw things from memory and see how crappy they are. And then I draw them from reference. And so I was actually working on one today. I'm doing Mario. So,
hey, I suggested that.
Yeah. So a couple of folks did, actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's really weird because I was very tempted to go back in the day and do a recreation of the original Mario from memory, like the original, you know, digital 8-bit
version. Right.
And see how close I could get. But I went with the modern Mario. So, anyway, that's cool. Out there. I also want to talk about NarthexCon 2020. It's happening. It is. It's taken it a couple of years, but June 11th, 2022 at Benton Park Cafe in St. Louis, Missouri. It's going to be amazing. And stay tuned. If you're not following me on Twitter, twitter.com/NLcast. If you're not on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/NLcast. And it's a great way to stay connected and also find out when we can sign up. It is free to attend. It is here in St. Louis. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a guest. We're going to have John. We're going to have all kinds of people. And it'll be a great time to get to know us and hang out with us and also with other NLcast fans and of the shows that we do. And it's limited to about 95 people, maybe 90 people, because we've got...
It's exclusive.
Yeah, it's an exclusive venue. It's a smaller venue this time, but it's in a better neighborhood. So hopefully it won't be as scary.
Benton Park Cafe.
Yeah.
I didn't think the other place was scary. I thought it was pretty cool.
No, it's not scary inside. It's just scary at night. But it's a great place.
Out there at night. So.
But we're gonna do it at Benton Park, and we'll have soda on tap for everybody. It's gonna be awesome, and it'll be free. And we'll just stay tuned for more information on when you can sign up and all that kind of stuff. Also, lastly, I'd like to announce our theme show. Our next theme show is December 9th, which is next week. And the theme is pets. So send us your pet story. Anything to do with animals that you have had as pets. Maybe they've run away. Maybe they got run over. Maybe they bit you. Maybe they were just perfect and awesome and deserve to be forever remembered in podcast form. Send your emails to thatstoryshow@gmail.com and hashtag them with pets. Preferably in the subject line would be great. So. I'll be telling stories about some of my pets. John, I'm sure, has stories about some of his pets.
And I sure do.
We'll be doing all kinds of fun stuff next week. Pets. Remember, get that stuff in before December 9th. You need to get it in by December 8th if you want to be included in the show. Don't be sending it on the 9th and then be like, why didn't you put my stuff in the show? Because I build the show early. That's why.
That's why we prepared.
We got some iTunes reviews I want to read. This one's from Becca Prague. She says, happiest, best show ever. I love it. Listen to it every time there's a new episode. Please continue to make good episodes that aren't gross like gas station tuna.
That's not our fault.
That was our last episode. John, keep up the funny voices, Becca Prague. So, yes. Okay. Yes, keep it up, John. Keep doing what you
do. Are they funny? I mean, I think they're great.
Yeah.
I think they're annoying sometimes. They just come out and then I listen back. I'm like, what?
I think
will you shut up, John?
I think that's your imposter syndrome kicking in. You know, you're a funny guy, but you don't feel funny. And everybody feels that way. Like, I know that I don't feel like a good looking guy, but I am a good looking fat guy. And I have imposter syndrome, and also the fact that nobody wants to take my pictures or look at me, and they keep thinking I'm creepy looking. it's just here and there, you know. It's really about what I feel like I have on the inside. So anyway, we have another review. Happy is the title. My name is Madly. Madly. Wow.
Madly.
That is amazing name. Madly.
Madly.
Yeah. When I'm depressed, you all help me feel a little better. Because being a depressed 13-year-old is tough. I would imagine so. And username Medium. So thank you so much for your reviews. These are brought to us by mypodcastreviews.com, where you can get reviews from not just America, but all of the iTunes stores that are out there, especially the English speaking ones.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. It is awesome. Well, let's jump into some featured stories. How about that? Or no. My bad. Quiznos.
Quiznos. Where we
got a quiz.
What you know.
All right. This week's quiz is sent to us by Elizabeth Krueger. She is
Elizabeth Krueger.
I know, a long time listener of the show. She used to be a middle schooler back in the day. And now she's writing, "Hey, James and John, I thought I'd finally get around to making a Quiznos for y'all. I went to culinary school a couple of years ago." That means she's graduated. That means we're old and the show is old. So I've been working as a professional chef ever since. And I am currently an exclusive chef out in Santa Cruz, California. Well, my goodness.
Exclusive chef.
I'm sorry, executive. Executive.
Executive chef.
Oh, it's even better. I can't read.
Oh, that's rad.
You know, that's pretty good. You should become a patron. I don't know. Just thinking. this is a little culinary basics quiz. A lot of the words are in French. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
We don't want language. We don't like language on the show. So I added pronunciations for you. Let's see who has better knowledge of culinary terms. Whoever wins is the official chef of that story show. I obviously will remain the culinary ambassador of that story show, but that's obvious. She says, answers are at the end. Good luck, Elizabeth Krueger. So here we go.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
I feel like this is one of those educational quizzes that we won't know crap about it, but we're going to learn.
Well, I used to watch a lot of the Food Network, so maybe I'll know something.
You're going to beat me. Here we go. Question number one. What is the name for a portion of food cut into short, thin strips? Is it
Julienne?
I know, that's my guess too, but is it Bruna, Julienne, Chiffonade, or Allumette? We are both saying that it is Julienne. I know that because of 80s commercials.
Yeah, right.
You know, because they would sell knife sets online on the tube, and they would say, "Makes julienne fries." And I never knew what that meant until I read this earlier, and I was like, "Oh, then it's got to mean thin strips of potatoes, you know, like julienne fries." Right. So anyway, what does mise en place mean? Everything is in place, all together. A bunch of ingredients, or a French word for shopping. Mise en place.
Mise en place.
I would say everything in its place, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. What about you? What do you think? Or do you know? Are you Googling?
I don't even know how to spell mise en place. I'm going to say, you said it was everything together, everything in place.
Yeah.
I think everything in place.
Okay.
I'll say that.
All right. What is not a mother sauce? What?
A mother sauce.
Mother sauce.
Okay. Okay.
I want to call my mom right now. Mother sauce. Velouté, which is a French word. Tomato, cream, or hollandaise? Which is not a mother sauce? Velouté, tomato, cream, or hollandaise? I'm going to just guess hollandaise is not a mother sauce. I don't even know what a mother sauce is. It's a sauce that has baby sauces. I don't know. It has
baby sauces, right? Maybe like a mother sauce is something like you can make other sauces from it.
Maybe.
I'm just guessing.
That's a good clue right there. So you can make stuff from tomato sauce, so we know it's not beef.
Right.
Cream is just cream
sauce.
So
you can do everything with
all
that.
All kinds of stuff there. I don't know what velouté is, so I can't say that about that. And I don't know what hollandaise is made out of, but it does. I don't think it's like a mother
hollandaise
sauce.
Hollandaise is like what you would put on a eggs benedict, right?
I don't know.
It's kind of like it's made out of like the yolk of an egg.
Oh.
Yum. And it's like it's kind of whipped and it's creamy and it's good. It's got a lot of butter in it too, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So I'm going to say the first thing just because I can't pronounce it.
Okay. All right. Velouté. All right. Number velouté. 4. What temperature should you cook pork? To what temperature? A, 145. B, 155. C, 130. Or D, 165. I have no idea. John, do you know?
Well, as a person who used to do a lot of grilling and smoking, meat smoking, I believe pork is 165.
165. All right. Yeah. I'm going to say the same thing just because you seem to know what you're talking about and I have no clue. And I was going to pick 165 anyway because I was like, if there's any doubt, just go to the hottest temperature, you know?
That's right, because pork, you know, can have trichinella or something like that.
Yeah, chiggers. That's what
it can. Yeah. Worms.
It'll give you worms.
Give you worms in your eyeballs. What ingredients go into a mire? Oh, gosh, it's a French word. Hold on. She typed it out here. Mirepoix. Man, that does not look like mirepoix. What ingredients go into a mirepoix? A butter, flour, and salt? Garlic, onion, and butter. Lemons. I love the reference.
Well done.
Onions, carrots, or celery? I don't know. Butter, flour, salt. Garlic, onion, butter. Lemons, or onion, carrot, celery. Mirepoix. I'm just gonna go with butter, flour, salt. I don't know.
I'm gonna go with garlic, lemon, butter.
Garlic, lemon, butter, and...
Was that number 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was B. Garlic, onion, butter.
Garlic, onion, butter?
Yeah.
Oh, I got... Yeah, okay, I'll stick with that.
Okay. What are the 5 basic tastes? And then there's nothing. There's nothing.
Well, we have to guess this, huh?
I guess we do, so I'm going to get ready to type them out. There's sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and what? Nasty?
There's yeah. I think so. Those are the ones that I agree with. Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and then there's another one in. My wife says it has something to do with, I think, the things that grow, mushrooms.
Okay.
I think it has something to do with mushrooms, but I can't remember
the
word.
I'll just type mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yeah.
Okay. People in the chat room are cheating, by the way.
Are they? Okay.
Don't look over
I'm
there.
I'm not looking in the chat room. I don't want to be a cheater.
All right. Number 7, which ingredient is not typically in a basic custard? Egg yolks, powdered sugar, heavy cream, or salt? Well, I know it ain't egg yolks because that's like what custard is, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm going to say salt.
I'm going to agree with you. That's the only one that
sounds gross in a custard.
Yeah. Why would you put salt in a custard? I mean, probably wrong. It's probably like powdered sugar, you know?
Right. Right.
But. I'm going to say salt, too.
All right. What is a lamentation other than whining and complaining to God in a respectful way? Gently stirring, using a fork to combine, folding repeatedly to create layers, or stacking many repeating layers. I have no clue.
Well, think of lamination.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think a lamination is going to be the closest one.
Stacking many repeated layers.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's folding or stacking.
Well, I'll take folding.
Okay.
You take stacking.
I think you're right on the folding.
Oh, you want folding then? All right, I'll give it to you. Well, I don't know for sure.
I'm thinking of when they make like a croissant.
Okay.
They fold the layers over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And they put butter in between each layer, so it makes it light and crispy. And
my daughter takes French. She would be of service here today, but she's not around.
So
what is
stacking? It is
okay. What is the process of sous vide?
Oh, okay.
Lightly pan frying, boiling, long oven cook time, or vacuum sealed cooking. Sous vide.
That's it. Vacuum sealed cooking.
Really?
Yep.
You know for sure?
I know for sure.
Well, then I'm going to piggyback off of yours. Okay, number 10. In professional kitchens, you use a green bucket of soapy water, a red bucket of sanitizer, and plain water to clean work surfaces. In what order should you use these? I would say soapy water, and then plain water. And then sanitize.
Yes. So that's green bucket, blue bucket, red bucket.
So green, red. Oh, red was the sanitizer.
Yeah.
Plain water is not in a bucket. It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bonus question. Who is the richest chef in the world? Gordon Ramsay, Alan Wong, Wolfgang Puck, or Graham Kerr? I have no idea.
I think it's Wolfgang Puck.
All right.
Because he has like bunches of merch and stuff like that. Yeah, he's like a entity.
He has a restaurant at Disney World or at their downtown Disney. What used to be.
That's right. It's Wolfgang Puck.
I think it's called Disney Springs now.
Hello, everybody.
Okay.
I'm cooking for you. It's good looking cooking.
All right.
That's a terrible Wolfgang Puckin.
I don't know what he sounds like, so that's fine. All right. So the
sounds like that.
Let's just go with the bonus question first. The bonus question was what was the richest chef in the world? It was Alan Wong.
Oh, well, fine. I guess we were both Wong.
All right.
I'm sorry, Alan.
All right. So she says number 10 in professional kitchens, the green bucket with the soapy water, red bucket, sanitizer, plain water,
yep.
Work surfaces. Which order should you use? Green bucket.
Yep.
And plain water and then red bucket. We were right.
Yes. Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
So there we go. Number 9. Is what was the process of sous vide? You said vacuum sealed cooking and you were correct, and I copied you, so we were both correct.
Yay!
Number 8, what is lamentation? Lamination. It's lamination. It is lamination. Yeah, I read it wrong. What is lamination? Number 8
is it folding or stacking?
C. It is folding repeatedly to create layers. You got it right. I got it wrong. So,
no, I took the stacking one.
No, so you took. No. I gave it to you. I gave you the folding because there was some question.
Thanks, Bad.
Number 7, which ingredient is not typically in a basic custard? Number 7 was B, powdered sugar.
How did I do it? I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you did call that. You did.
And I said salt. We both said salt.
All right. What are the basic flavors there? They said, we said sweet, sour, salty, bitter, mushrooms. She says
mushrooms, yeah.
Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. Umami.
Unami.
Umami.
Umami?
Yeah.
Isn't that the bad guy in Doctor Strange?
I have no idea.
Hey, mommy, I'm here to make you a deal.
Oh.
Okay. I don't remember.
I seek a bargain. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's savoriness.
I'm here to bargain. Savoriness. Umami. Umami. Okay. So maybe I was wrong about the mushrooms and stuff.
It's the characteristics of broths and cooked meats.
Ooh.
It's one of my least favorite of the flavors.
That's why it's not a real flavor to you.
Yeah.
So I guess we're wrong on that one, I guess.
Ooh, mommy. That's what you say when you have to eat umami. It. Like, ooh, mommy, what'd you make? Number five.
Dormammu. I'm looking at the chat room now. It's Dormammu. Dormammu.
Dormammu. Yeah.
Umami.
I've come to bargain. You were close. You were very close. What ingredient goes into a mirepoix? Mirepoix. That was number six. Number six is, number five. Is D, onion, carrot, celery.
Oh, man.
So we both buzzered out on that one. What temperature should you cook pork for is A. We both failed.
What is it? What is
145.
It? 145.
You've been doing it wrong all these years. I've
apparently been overcooking all my pork. Well, see, I smoke it, and that when you smoke it, you know, if you want pulled pork, you got to get it over 200. So,
okay.
But I was off on that
when
anyway.
You're an executive chef.
Yeah.
You cook it the way it's supposed to be cooked. That's
right,
why
Ms.
they
Kruger,
pay Kruger
you tell us.
The big money. All right. Number three, which is a mother sauce, which is not a mother sauce. Mother sauce.
Mother sauce.
cream. Cream is not a mother sauce. Whatever. I don't even know. I don't even know what that means. So I'm not even offended that I got it wrong. So I'll play it anyway, though. All right. And number two is what is a mise en place? A mise en place is A, it means everything in its place. So we got that one right. And what is the name for a portion of food cut into short, thin strips? It is julienne. So we are winners.
We're mostly winners.
Kind of half right and half wrong. And so we're going to celebrate.
Wrong.
We're going to celebrate because we are today's winners. It's time for us to do some listener stories. Yay. Thanks for sending in a quiz.
Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I mentioned that we, for a while there, were getting more quizzes than we were stories. So if you were thinking about sending in a quiz, it's fine. But, you know, send in a story, too.
Yeah. Send in a story and a quiz.
We have so many quizzes. It's going to take us a while to get through them, you know. But we can cram lots of stories into an episode, but we can only do one.
Maybe we could have a quiz.
A quiz show. I'm sure that would... That would wreck somebody's day. I'd get an email, I'm sure. We were trying to go down the highway and listen to funny life stories is what we were promised. And instead, we had a Quiznos a-thon. And we are now pulling our funding. We will tell all our friends to never listen to you. And we believe you're not a Christian. So there you go. Anyway,
is that your mom talking to
No, my mom would be like, James, I didn't told you you shouldn't be doing these. Don't do them Quiznos. I ain't making nobody laugh. So anyway, today's stories are sponsored in part by BetterHelp.com. What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Connect in a safe and private online environment. It is online, so it's convenient, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. You send a message to your counselor anytime you want, and you get responses. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule a weekly video or phone session. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's convenient, professional, and affordable because they have a financial aid if you need it. And if you qualify, I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/thatstoryshow. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/thatstoryshow. And it's interesting because I actually had somebody ask me over text. They said, I heard you have a hookup on online counseling. And it was a friend of mine. And I'm like, yeah, I actually do. And I pretty much went to the bit I just read. And I sent out, you know, certain things. I'm like, yeah, they got financial aid if it's available, and you get 10% off if you go to help.com/thatstoryshow. And she did it. She signed up in the whole thing, and she really said what hooked her was that you could change your counselor for free anytime you wanted. So I thought that fit with her personality. You'd have to know her, but she's a person that's like, if she don't like you, yeah, she wants to change pretty quick. So it really appealed to her. But anyway, we got some stories here, and this is from Michael, your resident nomad. It's called Yellow-Haired Dad. None of my kids.
Yellow-haired dad.
Yeah, yellow-haired dad. None of my kids like to hear the word no. And my youngest in particular would find creative ways around commands. The most creative always around my authority was to refer to his yellow-headed dad. Around the time he was 5 or 6. See, I have a quickly graying brown hair, and his mom also has brown hair. And since he had blonde hair, he somehow convinced himself that he had another dad. He never disowned his sweet mom, just me. Especially in times when he didn't like what I said. So for example, I'd say, go clean your room. And I was often answered with, my yellow haired dad said I didn't need to clean it. Or,
wow,
my real father.
Little punk.
So, don't eat any more sweets before bedtime led to him consuming whatever he wanted. And in his yellow haired dad said, I can eat all the sweets I want. So I finally had to start appealing to the fact that his yellow headed dad didn't exist, but I couldn't convince him otherwise. So I struggled to keep ahead of his brilliance and creativity. So I had to fight him on the same level. Yeah, that's always good, is get down on the kids' level. That always works. Their logic is so flawless. I often thought about saying that his yellow-headed dad didn't like him and left his mom once he gave birth to him. I despised yellow-headed dad because, as fictional as he was the coolest dad my children had.
Wow.
I just heard the episode 111, I think, where you dreamed of having a twin son that was kept hidden away. And then in episode 113, you sang a song that I think ranks as the top song I've heard you do. I have about 150 more episodes to go. So you may one up yourself. After I played the song Other Dunder, my now 14-year-old remembered, he reminded me of his fictional, cool, yellow-headed dad. And I guess now I have to write a song that confesses my utter hatred of his yellow-headed dad. Hope you enjoyed the story, Michael, your resident nomad. That is amazing.
So good. I got a yellow-headed dad. I call you dad, but you're not my real dad.
It reminded me a lot of the fact that he's heard the old song, the old version of Other Dunder, but I rewrote it in 2019 as a totally different style, totally different lyrics, same conference, all that. So what I want to do is remind folks about the story, and then I want to play it. Basically, I dreamed one night that I was looking behind the dryer, and it was right after my son had been born. He was maybe 6 months old, and I found a twin to who we called Dunder at the time. That was his nickname. I found another Dunder, and I found him behind the dryer, and I pulled him out, and I was like, holy crap, we've had this other kid this whole time, and we've been neglecting him. and he was amazing, except that he had a monocle and a mustache. But that's not
his
fault.
That's the funniest thing.
Yeah, that was just his thing. And he could talk, and he was telling me that it was okay, and we were going to be fine, and everything was going to be great. And then I woke up, and I had fallen in love with this baby, my second son, and I literally missed him. Like the dream was so real. And so I wrote a song called Other Dunder, I Miss You. And this is the remake of that since Michael's got a few more episodes. I don't know that I've ever played this on the show before. I think I just released it on SoundCloud. But here we go.
Okay.
Other Dunder. Here Let's we go. Hear it. All right.
I had a dream the other night about a baby. Didn't feel right. One son, that's all I've got. But you look like him a whole lot. Except you had a black mustache and a monocle on your eye. Ain't that what they call one eyeglass? You've been living back behind the dryer, poor kid. At least 6 months have passed not knowing you existed. What kind of parents would forget they had a second son? Then I woke up and now I'm sad I've only got the one. I wish my only had another brother next of kin. And I wish that you would show up in my dreams
again. All the time for you were on my heart and on my mind. I hope you find your way.
Yeah.
I miss the way
like it.
You mentioned that you. Holy crap, I guess you talked. You're better than the one you mock. I wish that you were real so I could say, I miss you. Other Dunder, I miss you.
Though I know you were a figment of my overactive imagination, just a dream that I was having, not a cause for such frustration. I miss you more than nearly any of my other blood relations, because the time I spent with you was so very swiftly taken. I feel I've suffered loss like an infant in a high chair. One minute I had something special in my hands, next moment it's just not there. I want to scream my head off and see if anyone will care and bring me back to the laundry room in that time that we shared, where we found you back behind the dryer and held you in my arms. I promised you that you were welcome and you had no cause for alarm, because we keep you and protect you and you'd be my second son. It's not my fault I woke up and just like that you were gone.
All the time for you were on my heart and on my mind.
It's all passionate.
I hope you find your way to my dreams again. I miss the way you mentioned that you. Holy crap, holy crap. I guess you talked. You're better than the one you mock. I wish that you were real so I could say, I miss you.
Yeah.
Other Dunder, I miss you. Other Dunder, I miss you.
Love the hook.
Other Dunder, I miss you. You make me wonder, why doesn't my son have you for a brother?
A lot of auto tune in there.
Other Dunder,
is there?
I miss you. Other Dunder, I miss you.
It's weird hearing yourself sing. I just want to say that. So,
anyway. I know. I love it, though. I love it. And Michael's in the chat room, I'm pretty sure. And he just mentioned the fact that I think it's a fact that I said that was the first song in the world with the phrase, holy crap. And that makes it all right in my book.
That's great.
I wrote a parody to it. It's not as good as either of those.
That's right. You did. What was it again? Yep. Something I made you.
It's called One Hit Wonder.
I made you. Yes. Yes. That's funny.
One Hit Wonder. Yeah.
Oh.
And I had one of our listeners actually did the music for me.
Well, you need to send that to me again, and I'll put it on our SoundCloud. If you're interested in our SoundCloud, go to nlcast.com and click on community, and there's a link to our SoundCloud. And all of our music is in a playlist that we've made over the last 14, 15 years. So there's plenty of it. Well, anyway, we got a voicemail from TJ Bunkall. It's called Bark Tick. And TJ is an interesting fellow with an interesting condition that he likes to talk about. So let's share it with him right now.
Share it with us all.
Hey, James and John, this is TJ, the guy with Tourette's. And yes, that was me barking, not a dog. I work for a pesticide company. We take care of lawns by spraying them with fertilizer and weed spray and all that good stuff. And I just finished up at a job where there are two houses, each with two dogs. And these dogs are barking at me like crazy. And of course, my ticks decides that, hey, these are my people. I need to bark back.
So I just spent the last 15 minutes barking at these dogs, making them go berserk. And when they go berserk, I go berserk. And we keep going back and forth.
Should I be laughing at this?
Yeah, I'm still doing it, even though I just left.
Okay.
So, yeah. Tourette's is fun. And this is why dogs are barking all the time. It's because I'm around, apparently. So I thought you'd find that funny. I sure think it's a little funny.
Dude.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
So great. I mean, I feel sorry that I'm laughing, but
no, he's really cool with it. He's
out there trying to do his job, and these dogs are barking at him, and his Tourette's is kicking, and he's barking back. Could you imagine being like, I don't want to bark at you dogs, but I can't stop.
He actually wrote in a follow-up email for this story that we're going to read in the bonus content for patrons. So it's the fun doesn't end, I'm just going to say. So there we go. I can't wait.
So good.
All right. Read us the story, John.
All right. I got a story from M. Jones, and this is Royal Anger. And I love it because, well, you'll see why. I was in Royal Rangers back in the mid-70s. That's when Royal Rangers actually started, was in the mid-70s. So Mr. Jones was part of Royal Rangers when it kicked off. So actually, maybe it was the 50s. I can't remember. Anyways, one year we were having a fundraiser where we were selling Royal Ranger shampoo.
It's so weird.
That is. And he says, weird, I know, right?
Yeah.
Our pack leader offered to take us out on a Saturday and we could go door to door to peddle our shampoo. Well, the next weekend, only me and my friend showed up. So he took us to this huge apartment complex and dropped me off at one end and my buddy off at the other end. And we would meet somewhere in the middle. Our leader parked his car and napped while he waited for us. Yeah, the 70s were a different time.
Yeah, they were.
Totally. About a half an hour in, I came to a door and I rang the bell. While I'm waiting, I read the two signs just below the button. It says, no soliciting. And the other one read, Oh, wait, sorry, I read ahead of myself. One of them said, no soliciting. And so he says, I wonder what that means. And the other said, day sleeper. And day sleeper, I wondered, why would somebody sleep during the day? I don't know. You know, your young mind, you're trying to figure this out.
I remember I didn't know what no soliciting meant when I was a kid.
I didn't either.
I had no clue.
It's funny that people would put that on their door because people doing the soliciting were usually children.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's just
I don't know what that means.
Just put a sign up that says, I'm not buying your crappy candy bars. Please.
Yeah. Or your other school fundraiser junk.
Yeah. I'm not buying wreaths. I'm not buying calendars. I'm not buying popcorn. I'm not buying Scout World tickets. You know,
I don't want your wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Oh, all that junk that we had to peddle as kids, man, I tell you. Anyways, Mr. Jones is waiting at the door, and after a minute and getting no response, I thought maybe they didn't hear me. I better ring the bell again. And guess what? It worked.
Yay.
I heard stirring inside. Finally, a shirtless dude flung the door open. He looked like someone the Hell's Angels would fear. His red eyes fixed on me, and he didn't say a word. And neither did I for a few seconds. Finally, I squeaked out, would you like to buy some Royal Ranger shampoo? The guy pointed to his bald head and slammed the door. Wow, that man has problems with anger, I thought. He needs Jesus in his heart.
He needs Jesus on his head.
Yeah.
Jesus in shampoo form.
But he says, my salesman persistence paid off. I wound up selling the most shampoo, and I won the top prize, which was a BB gun.
Yay!
Yes. The 70s were a different time.
Man.
I hated selling stuff door to door.
Well, I have some bad news for you. I have gone ahead and I didn't ask permission, but I have started a Brother John's beard oil company. And primarily the way we're going to sell it is door to door, just the two of us. So,
hey, I'm Brother John.
You're going to get about 500 bottles of it shipped to your house, and it's going to be your responsibility to get rid of them for us. So,
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man. And whoever sells the most gets a BB gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The '20s are a different time. So
yeah. The '20s.
You get a BB That's gun right. if you're a grown man. So anyway, we have a voicemail by Joshua Hansen. It's called The Big Snowball, and it goes a little something like this.
Hello, James and John. This is RJ06 in Discord. And I have a story that is about snow. I call it the Big Snowball story. I was at my grandma's, and she had a big backyard. And for the first part, it was straight. Okay, so imagine straight, just a flat backyard. But then there's this wall made of cobblestone. And to the side of this wall, there's an incline that leads up all the way to the top, okay? And it's a big one. Like, gotcha. It's, you know, big to me at the age, which was about 9, I want to say. Either way, it was snowing, and we live in Utah, so it snows a lot. And it was around December. I had two other brothers that were there. My older brother, Jay, and my younger brother, also Jay.
Also Jay.
The
other Jay.
You know, JJ. Wanted to dominate them at snowball fights.
Dominate, okay.
So I thought, how can I beat them at snowball fights? Can you answer that? Have any ideas? Basically, I thought, bigger is better. Okay, what if I get a tiny little snowball. I roll it down like they do in the movies. It'll get huge. They get buried. Yeah, that's what I did. I made a snowball, whoosh, went up and down and up and down. And finally, when I was done, I rolled it all the way to this small corner of the backyard at the bottom of the incline. I just sat there right next to it, kind of hugging it, you know, because I was proud. But boy, was I tired. And then I realized something. It was big, but I was 9 years old. I couldn't lift this thing. The worst thing I could do was try to roll it at them. And also, we had dogs there, so yeah. Let's just say it wasn't all white on that snowball. So that's my story. So thank you. Also, Josiah, I know you will hear this, hopefully. And you smell.
Oh, that was a little message to his brother there. So
that's great. You smell.
I agree. You do smell. I don't know you. I didn't really catch your name, but you're a smelly dude. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And take it out on your brother. Take it out on your brother, Joshua.
Right. Yeah. It's his fault.
They all have J names. How creative.
J names. JJ and J.
I don't know who would do such a stupid thing. Like,
I know,
James,
right?
James, Jennifer, Jenna, and Jay. Family.
Oh, I'm man.
Part of. Yeah.
I got a John and a James, but I married a lady with an A name. So
awesome.
Messed that one up, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You know, though, my sister married an Anthony, Amy and Anthony, and all of their kids have A names too. So it's interesting. It's
interesting. Yes.
We both individually decided to do that. But anyway, I got a story called Bad Youth. It's from Benton Jessica from Great Bend, Kansas. The name's Benton Jessica, and I'm from Great Bend, Kansas. And I am here
Sounds
to tell
like a
you
cowboy
my story.
Name.
I am. He even put that in there, so I have to clear my throat.
Oh, yeah. Clear your throat.
It was a nice, bright autumn day. Birds were chirping. Children were laughing, except for me. I was sitting inside watching football. Now, mind you, a 1.5-year-old doesn't like to watch football. At least I didn't. So anyway, it was the KC Chiefs playing, and my dad, go Chiefs, my dad was in the living room with me, and my mom was sleeping, and my dad soon fell asleep as well. So I went, the Chiefs haven't always been very good, so I understand. I went to go do something fun. I crawled up to the chair, across the table, onto the island, and dun, 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 I started eating a lit Yankee Candle.
What?
Babies are dumb. Babies are dumb. I started screaming, going, "Dad, Dad, Mama." But both of them woke up and darted into the kitchen. Luckily, no permanent damage was done to me, other than paraffin wax that smelled so wonderful. Like summer
delicious.
Breeze. Yeah. But that's not all. Later that day, we were playing outside, and my two dogs were playing fetch with my dad, and I was chasing the dogs. as they went to get the ball and bring it back, and I was chasing him, and I fell over. And can you guess where I fell? I fell face first in some dog butt chocolate.
Oh, man.
I stood back up, and I ate some off my hand.
No, he didn't. Stop.
Yeah, he did. I don't remember how it tasted, but I guess it was good because Mom says I kept doing it.
Why are you reading this story?
We had to have one gross one in here. We've had such a good show, I had to ruin it. So soon my parents saw and brought me inside to clean me up. That's all. Thanks for reading this.
That's
Jessica from Great Bend, Kansas. P.S. James, you did an outstanding job on Scooby-Doo on your YouTube channel. Thank you. Thank you. I drew Scooby-Doo from memory, which was horrible. He looked like Papyrus from Undertale. And then I drew him for real. And it turned out really good. PPS, I hope this makes it on the show. That's the only one that asked.
It did.
So it did. Well, guys, that is our show for today. Can you believe it? It just seems like it goes by so fast. Thank you so much for listening. Do you have a funny life story? Have you ever risked telling your dad to his face that you don't care about his dominion over you with a yellow-haired dad comment? Have you ever risked your life by creating a yellow-haired dad that's always outdoing your real one? Have you ever annoyed the neighborhood by talking to dogs in the next yard over? Have you ever sold shampoo to a bald man? Have you ever rolled a cartoon snowball that ended up too big to be of any use? Or eaten a Yankee Candle, which smells good, and dog poop, which smells bad, on the very same day? Whatever your story is, send them to email or audio at thatstoryshow@gmail.com. And if we use your story today, we owe you a sticker, so email us your address. Thatstoryshow.com is the website. Review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/NLcast. Join our Discord at nlcast.com/community. And thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, with something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, that Yankee Candle looks good.
Yeah.
And this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
And thanks, chat room, for joining us every Thursday night at 4:45 p.m. Central Time. Join Discord for more information. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.